Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is not putting people on a pedestal. Ah, yes, the pedestal. Can you relate to putting people on a pedestal?
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Yeah, of course, I can relate to putting people on a pedestal. And I can also relate to being put on a pedestal. And at one time, that would have felt good. It would have made me feel important. It would have made my ego, would have been an ego boost, right?
Yeah.
But not in a long time. I don't feel that way. I don't want anybody to put me on a pedestal. And I sure don't want to put anybody else on. I don't have anybody on a pedestal, to be honest. I don't. I'm just, no.
Yeah, we should all be on an even. Playing field's a weird word to me, but we should all be even with each other. Not above and not below, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why do you think that we put people on a pedestal?
I don't know. I sometimes we need to, I guess, worship somebody. Maybe it gives us a sense of safety. I don't know. I've not been one to really do that very much. I think more people put me on a pedestal, but probably I wanted to be put there. I didn't ask to be put there, but I'm just saying that I think that I presented myself as, I really had everything all together, and that, I just presented myself a certain way, but it really kind of leaves you in a lonely place because then you have to perform. You have to try to be perfect, and oh goodness, that's never going to work. I am definitely, perfectly
it's a setup.
Flawed.
It's a setup for yourself. It really is a setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think to some degree I put my dad, I gave him a hall pass and probably put him on a pedestal. I think there's times. When my first sister first got into recovery, the early years, I might have put her on a pedestal because I was really proud of her. She was doing some good things with her life. So I ignored all the terrible things she was doing. And there was a bunch of them. Yeah, so I guess, there are people that I have, but I've not ever been one to put, movie stars, anybody like that. Like, I've never been one to worship people that way. It's never been my thing. But you and I were talking today because a singer that we both love, she's, if you listen to her and you see her, you think she's the most zen person you'll ever meet, and she's perfect, and she shared something about her personal life, a guru that she looked up to, that actually violated a lot of women. And that really probably tore her up because she had him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
But I also think she puts herself on a pedestal, to be honest. And as I told you, she wears all the, she didn't grow up in the way she dresses and her name and everything. Like, she changed, she morphed into something that's not her name. It's not, I'd like to see her in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's more relatable because when people present themselves as being perfect at something, then it's not relatable. It's not relatable. I can relate to people I could relate to the story she shared. A little more, though. I wish she would have got a little more personal about it. But I relate to people's stories, and I really appreciate when people just tell the truth about their lives, no matter how messy it is. But people that perform, put on the perfect this, that. I have no interest in it, to be honest. It puts me to sleep.
Yeah, and not only are they not relatable, but you then feel like you can't make mistakes around that person. You feel like you have to be perfect too. Because yeah. If they're perfect, well, then you have to be perfect.
Well, I can't be perfect, so.
I know, but the more that, and this is personal experience for me, the more that you're not, the more you've given me permission to not be too. That's so, good. Like, the more human you are, the more permission you give me to be human.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I think I've put people on pedestals my whole life, honestly. It started in childhood with a man, and men have definitely been up there. But at the same time, like, here's the confusing part. I also wanted to be put on the pedestal with them. So that's a really interesting place to be. Like, that's a hot mess.
Doesn't it go together, though? Doesn't it kind of go together, that thinking? I'm kind of pulling back to the singer we're talking about, you know. She needed somebody to idolize who was doing pretty horrible things.
Yeah.
Why did she need to, you know? And then, but I see that she does the same thing. And so, no.
It's that special. It's that special relationship. It's that
special feeling, presenting yourself, you know.
Yeah. And like I was telling you earlier, I didn't realize that I didn't really realize it. Until the last guy that I dated for those few months, and he really tried to put me there, and it was an awful, awful feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I constantly felt like I had to keep saying, like, whoa. Like, I knew he wasn't seeing me. I knew he was not seeing me. That's how I know.
Yeah.
Like, if someone wants to present me as perfect, you're not seeing me.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you all these things about me. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... You know, when we make somebody special, then it makes us feel special that they're paying attention to us, right?
Yeah.
But what you're saying is it didn't actually feel good.
No, it felt awful.
Yeah.
Felt smothering.
He didn't see you. He saw only what he wanted to see.
It is a lonely feeling. It's a disconnected feeling. You can't connect to that person.
Right.
Yep. So, yep, I've had to knock some people off that pedestal. Definitely some people that never, ever, ever even deserve to be there. Like, we're putting some sick people up on pedestals. That's not good. That's really not good.
No, it's not good.
So, yeah, it's changed. But I always felt like I need, you know, that's been my thing. I've always felt like I needed a hero in my story. I've always needed that savior, I guess.
Right.
Someone that's going to save me.
Yeah, that's it. And you brought it up earlier about doctors.
Yeah.
You know, wanting that doctor that's going to save me too. That's going to figure things out and rescue me from whatever the situation is. And no, I see their humanness. I've definitely seen that they're human, just like you and I. And they're not on the pedestal anymore.
You've even helped me knock doctors off pedestals, just being with you through the experience. Like, wow.
Nobody should be on a pedestal.
Because everybody's human. None of us are God.
Yes.
So, yeah. We are all human.
Yeah. We are.
So I guess that's what I mean by even. We should all just be human together.
Yeah. Let's be humans. Let's not put anybody on a pedestal, and let's not put each other on a pedestal, and yeah. My ego doesn't need any of that anymore. It used to. It used to probably like all that, but I sure don't like it anymore.
No, it's changed.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, I know it's changed in our relationship.
For sure.
I definitely used to have you there. I know I did.
Yeah.
You were just perfect in my eyes.
Well, I wasn't perfect, but...
I know.
I probably thought I had to be.
I know.
Life had another plan.
It sure did.
Life had another plan. It had a plan to humble me to the ground. And it has humbled me. And I can tell you, it is a much better feeling, though I don't like the way I got humbled. It's a much better feeling to be humble and to be your genuine self than to try to be someone you think somebody wants you to be. It's just a lot of work. And it never works out well, because first time you fall off the pedestal, then, you know, they're disappointed. And people get angry when you disappoint them, when they think you have to be perfect. And it's like,
There's an expectation there.
Yeah.
I can relate to that with completely different, but kind of the same with, you know, trying to be the best employee. Like, you paint that picture of yourself, and guess what? Then that's what's expected of you. Mm-hmm. So better to just be yourself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think about, as we're talking, I'm pulling up a memory of an old friend of mine. Won't mention her name. But she really, really, really saw her husband, put her husband up there with Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, he was Jesus in her eyes.
Yeah.
He was not human. He was,
mm-hmm.
This man cheated on her, their entire marriage, in front of everybody. In front of everybody knew. He would blatantly pull his car up in his girlfriend's driveway all the time, and people would see it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he got, and yet she needed him to be Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm.
She needed a savior, I guess.
She needed a savior badly, but she needed to feel special. She did not feel special growing up in her house, so she needed to feel special. So what could be more special than, you know, living with Jesus?
But somebody that's doing awful things at the same time, like, it's so confusing. That's confusing. And I've done that, like, but it's confusing to me. Like, you're getting that special feeling from somebody that's abusing you. Like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense. And all these guys that have gotten away, like Cosby, you know, just gotten away with so much.
Because there's two sides to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I found. I'll go for those, you know, they have that charming side. Mm-hmm. But then guess what? There's a whole other side too. And same with me. I've always had that, you know, those two sides, like charming side and then, and then another side. So...
yeah,
we can't all be that mm-mm. all the time. That's ridiculous.
No.
And delusional and fantasy thinking.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy.
It is a fantasy. It's not real. Nobody belongs on a pedestal.
Still reminds me of just the white knight showing up on the horse or exactly. whatever it is. It's still that.
Yeah, it's still that.
It's a child's thinking.
It is. It's a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy. Yeah.
So what do you think that we can do to get people off pedestals or to get ourselves off there? Like, what do you think? You think we do that?
I think I've already done it. How about you? I don't feel like anybody puts me on a pedestal. I hope not. And I don't put anybody on a pedestal. So I don't think it's
I know, but world. But how do you, like, I don't know how I really, I guess you have to build self-esteem, I guess. Mm. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what helped me take people off. I had to find self. I had to find more of me so I wasn't looking for all of me and somebody else.
Yeah, because when you make somebody higher than you, then you diminish your own self.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that, right?
Well, I know for me it's because I didn't like me at all.
Yeah, so you're right. You have to definitely work on your self-esteem.
It's self-esteem and worthiness. Know that, you know, you deserve more than that.
And know that, you know, the person that's going to save us is ourself.
Yeah.
The person that's going to heal us is ourself.
Through my thick head. Yep.
People can guide us. We need guidance. We need help with it. We need support. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we're the one that has to walk the journey out.
Right? Yeah. Yep. You're right. Someone can hold our hand, but they can't walk it for us.
Mm-mm. Nope. So there's something empowering about that, knowing that everyone can be their own healer. And then, you know, we can support other people. We can, you know, be there, encourage them, hold their hand. But we can't do it for them.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. We can't be somebody's hero, and no one can be ours either.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Gotta save ourselves, folks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm. So, I don't know about setting an intention. The day is almost over. We did set one this morning because we talked, and my intention today was to take my power back. That was my intention. Do you remember what yours was?
Mm-mm. No. Did we even have that conversation?
We did this morning.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what you said. Mm. It was something along those lines, but I honestly can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know. Today's been a confusing day, so I don't know. Seems like that was a long time ago.
It was.
It was a long time ago. About 10 hours.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know my intention. Yeah, I don't know. But I was just going to share one more thing. So I really follow, like, people. I'm not a follower. Let me just say that. I'm not a follower. And I rarely follow people, like, you know, how people follow people. But there is a couple artists that I like their things. And so I follow them. But I just noticed the other day, and it's just odd, but, you know, it's another case of this artist. I mean, she does cute stuff. It's kind of like what I like, the girly, whimsical little girl stuff. But it's just become such a part of her identity. And the more that she gets into this and the more she makes videos and stuff, it's turned me off. Like, I really enjoyed her stuff, and now I'm not enjoying it. Because now it's all about she has to dress the part. Her house is decorated the part. Like, she wears these big skirts and...
kind of shoves it down your throat.
Yeah. Like, everything in her house is about this identity. And that I don't care for. It turned me off. It turned me off. There was a time I probably would have thought it was great, but... My truth today is, you know, no, you're just trying to be, you're just creating this person that's not even really real. And it becomes your new identity. And I don't know, I'm just not into that.
Yeah.
It's not into that. No. Just be yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, well, thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!